Candida yeast and the bacteria, they keep each other in okay levels.
Yeah.
And how, you have no idea. Okay. Dr. Dean worries a lot about the Candida yeast. Do you?
We don't. We do not.
You don't.
There is no, there's no issue with Candida. There's no issue with yeast. There might be five people on the planet who have a real issue with that, and they're going to die. So good for them. But past that, the normal flora and fauna of your meat sack body, if you get too much of something, that's going to cause a contrast that will allow your body to make an autonomic response and clean it up. So if a little Remag will help it, okay, good. And if you've ever had a spoonful of sugar, you're doomed to hell anyway, apparently. So if that's the case, then that's probably what will get you and drag you out. But that's okay, because we're doing the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and we can call the worms out of you once you lay rotting in the grave. So good news is good. We can save the day. So that's great. So, yeah, we have no issue with that.
We stopped worrying about that. And then it seems that
We never did. We never did.
I know you don't. No, you didn't. No, it's the listener.
It's all right. It's a bat. Now, listen, there's nothing wrong with her words, though. But if you listen to what she's really saying, what she's really saying is that it's better if you can maintain a stasis or a balance. Okay? We could cover your body from head to toe in coal tar. Okay? And that might be a little bit more than what you need for balance. Okay? Now, that's not a problem, because coal tar, there's nothing wrong with it. If you're covered head to toe in it, it might be too much. So the answer to the question then is, our position is, oh, so what you're really talking about is a balance in the system until you ascend, and then you won't have a conversation about it anymore. We go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, when you say it that way, now, of course, those are solemn words. You should do that just like that. All is well, good, no problem, right with the world. See what I mean? That makes simpler. We're not going against the point. We're just saying that's not the driver position at all.
So tell us how we can maintain balance with lipids. Are there specific fats that are better than others for this whole process?
All of them.
Swim in it, drink it, eat it. Okay.
Hell yeah. Burn it up.